שלום, אנחנו קוראים מתוך ספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
Hello, we are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam. In the introduction to the book of Zohar, we are continuing from item 11. The study material is on the site. And in the Irvut system, you should click on the study material button. In the upper menu, in the Irvut system, you can ask questions on the site and selected questions that are relevant to the topic will be asked during the lesson.
Yes, I think let's go back to letter 10, item 10, read it in order to get into item 11, which is what we're supposed to study, right, Dudi?
Yes.
Okay, so let's read item 10, please.
Item 10. Now we can begin to understand the fourth inquiry. How is it possible that the chariot of the Tum'ah, impurity, and the Klipot, shells, would emerge from His Holiness? Since it is the other end of His Holiness.
That is, how can it be that the Creator who is good and doing good and has nothing in Him that is opposite to the good, an entire system would emerge from Him that is entirely, in its essence, evil? Yes.
Also, how can it be that He supports and sustains it? Indeed, we must understand the meaning of the existence of the Tum'ah and the Klipot. Know that this great will to receive, which we determined was the very essence of the souls by creation, for which they are fit to receive the entire filling in the thought of creation, does not remain in this form within the souls. Had it remained in them, they would have to remain eternally separated from Him, since the disparity of form in them would separate them from Him. In order to mend this separation, which lies on the kli, the vessel of the souls, He created all the worlds and separated them into two systems. As in the verse, God has made them one opposite the other. These are the four worlds, Abiyah of Kedusha, holiness, and opposite them, the four worlds, Abiyah of Tum'ah, impurity. He imprinted the desire to bestow in the system of Abiyah of Kedusha, removed from them the will to receive for themselves, and placed it in the system of the worlds, Abiyah of Tum'ah. Because of this, they have become separated from the Creator and from all the worlds of Kedusha. For this reason, the Klipot are called dead, as in the verse, sacrifices of the dead. And the wicked that follow them, as our sages said, the wicked in their lives are called dead. Since the will to receive, imprinted in them, in oppositeness of form from His Holiness, separates them from the life of lives, and they are far from Him from one end to the other. It is so because He has no interest in reception, only in bestowal, whereas the Klipot have no interest in bestowing, but only to receive for themselves, for their own delight. And there is no greater oppositeness of form from oppositeness than this. You already know that the spiritual remoteness begins with some disparity of form and ends in oppositeness of form, which is the farthest possible distance in the last degree.
Yes, well, here I see we don't have any questions about the excerpt that we read. We read it in order to continue already onward to the state that we have to study today. So, please.
Item 11. The worlds cascaded onto the reality of this corporeal world to a place where there are a body and a soul and a time of corruption and a time of correction for the body, which is the will to receive for oneself, extends from its root in the thought of creation through the system of the worlds of Tum'ah. As it is written, man is born a wild ass's colt. He remains under the authority of that system for the first 13 years. And this is a time of corruption. By engaging in mitzvot from 13 years of age onward, in order to bestow contentment upon his maker, he begins to purify the will to receive for himself, imprinted in him, and slowly turns it to the aim to bestow. By this, he extends a holy soul from its root in the thought of creation. It passes through the system of the worlds of Kedusha and dresses in the body. This is the time of correction. So he accumulates degrees of holiness from the thought of creation in Ein Sof, infinity, until they aid him in turning the will to receive for himself in him to be entirely in the form of reception in order to bestow contentment upon his maker. And not at all for his own benefit. By this, one acquires equivalence of form with his maker, for reception in order to bestow is regarded as pure bestowal. It is written in Masechet Kiddushin that with an important person, she gives, and he says, by this you are sanctified. Because when his reception is in order to delight the one who gives him, it is deemed absolute bestowal and giving. Thus, one buys complete dvikut, adhesion, with him. For spiritual dvikut is but equivalence of form. As our sages said, how is it possible to adhere unto him? Rather, adhere unto his qualities. By this, one becomes worthy of receiving all the delight, pleasure, and gentleness in the thought of creation.
Yes, please. If we have nothing, then we will simply move on. Give one.
Киев, Ван.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот здесь пример вот с невестой,
yes, которая
посвящена жениху, и
он получает... There is the example of the bride here.
А с Творцом тут говорится...
That who gives to the groom, and by this he gives. On the other hand, we say that we adhere in our qualities to the qualities of the Creator. But these are two different things, if I understand correctly.
Vlad, please repeat that.
Well, here Baal Salam writes about the bride that she gives to the groom, and by receiving from her, he bestows. Afterwards, he writes that in order to adhere to the upper one, you have to adhere to his qualities. So how do we adhere to his qualities by receiving from him?
Well, here the action itself is not important, but rather the nature or the quality of the action. Maybe I receive something from someone, but by that I do him a favor that I receive from him. It depends on how much there are special relations between us, and therefore what is important is the relation. You see? And therefore, when we want to give something to the Creator, in the state that we are in, where all we have is desires to receive, however, we overcome them, overcome our own nature, and think about Him and want to give Him, this is considered giving. And when we want to receive from Him, even though we do it also against our desire, that's also considered giving. And so see what our correction is, that we are in the will to receive for ourselves, and we reach the restriction, and we don't want to receive anything. However, if I don't receive anything from the Creator, even though by that I show Him that I want to be like Him and not to receive, however, by that I don't reach being the bestower, giver. And so I continue my correction from bestowing in order to bestow to receiving in order to bestow. And then I seemingly go twice against my nature. I perform two actions. I receive, and I receive not because I want to, but rather by that I want to give contentment to the Creator. And therefore, this reception is no longer reception, but rather it's bestowed. And therefore, we have ahead of us 2 degrees in our correction, besides the restriction, and then reaching, bestowing in order to bestow, where I do not receive anything for myself under the restriction. And later on, all of the actions that I take part in, I do them not for my will to receive. I rise above it. This is considered that I elevate myself from Malchut to Bina. And later on, I even want to perform actions of bestowal. So how will I bestow? I don't have vessels of bestowal, but rather if I receive in order to bestow, then it is as bestowal. Then I begin to elevate myself to a degree which is above Bina, from Bina to Ketel, to receive in order to bestow. And in that way, we liken ourselves to the Creator in practice even. Because reception in order to bestow is like pure giving.
And how in this communication with the Creator do we grip Him, hold Him in front of me all the time so I don't feel myself in self-perception?
Well, it all depends on the essence of your intention. What is it that you want by that? Where do you want to be? What do you want to identify with? This actually is the correction. Besides my inner attitude to where I am, who am I dealing with, what is it that I want to do with all of the life that He gave me in the will to receive, with different cravings and desires, how do I work with them in order to relate to Him in giving, so much so that within that giving, I express my attitude, all of myself, my desire, my giving, all the way to the Creator. It is all according to my attitude. And therefore, one who looks from the outside and he doesn't know, he may think that I am receiving everything from the Creator. Let's say that people can see it, even though it's impossible to see it. But let's say that they do see it. So they will see that I'm receiving everything from the Creator. And actually, I do receive, but the essence of the action is that I'm giving everything. Because I've already passed through the tzimtzum and the barrier and the correction, so that it is not for myself. I, or myself, already built a screen, and this whole fence, so that I get nothing for my will to receive, and I work above it only in the direction of the Creator. How do I check that? Through the 10? I build such relationships. And therefore, we don't need anything more than the will to receive that the Creator created, and the way that we work with it, either in order to receive or in order to bestow.
Ну вот я пытаюсь выстроить свое отношение к Творцу, любовь, вплоть до любви, как вы говорите, да?
So, но ведь я же все равно. I'm trying to build my relation to the Creator to the point of love. But still, it's the will to receive, and it wants to push some pleasure into me. So, where do the two things meet? My love for Him and the pleasure from Him that He wants to give.
In the intentions. In the intentions, in my relation to the Creator and the Creator's relation to me, in the relations. And therefore it doesn't, the action itself does not matter here. Maybe I receive everything from the Creator. I receive from Him the whole world, the whole of reality which He created. He created everything for me. And I receive it, and I fill myself with it. But my intention by that is that I give Him contentment. You see? I live in Israel, and my mother used to live in Canada. And I would come to her sometimes, once every few years. So I would come to her hungry, on purpose, very hungry. And she knew in advance that I'm going to come to her. And so she would prepare all kinds of dishes that she used to give me when I was a child, and I was living with her at home, our house, and I would receive and receive and receive and eat before her, and I had to show her how tasty it is and how pleasant, and that's the only reason for which I came to Canada, you see? This is clear to us. I think that is the most important is that there are relations here, and those relations, it doesn't matter in what form it is that one receives and the other one gives, they both give. The mother wants to pass pleasure to me, and I want to pass pleasure to my mother. She's passing pleasure to me through the act of giving, and I pass pleasure to her in the act of my reception. But the action doesn't matter. The most important is the intention. What is it that we want? That's clear, I think, to everyone. It's precisely the same that what we have with the Creator. But I'm happy that I was able to pass it with an example. Now we have Moscow 1.
Да, Раф, спасибо. А вот на первом этапе.
Yes, sir. Thank you. In the first stage of the development of reception in order to receive, does a war begin there between life and death? Is there a risk of losing this war and regress? Where is the point of no return?
It says, do not trust yourself until the day of your death. Until the will to receive dies, do not believe in yourself that you can no longer fall and regress to in order to receive. That is, indeed, that danger remains until the end of correction. However, we build arvut, mutual guarantee, with the group, with the world Kli, we gain experience. And even though the most important thing we need is to build a system of relationships with the Creator so that I tie myself to Him. And I constantly try to be with my eyes shut, seemingly in the dark, and to constantly go not with my mind, but with faith, with giving, with devotion, so that nothing matters to me, whatever I have before me, so long as I want to be connected to the Creator, like a baby that latches onto the mother and then it's not afraid of anything. It sits on her hands. This is how I need to be all the time, until the end of correction. And what is the end of correction? Not in that that I'm certain, confident, but rather that I've reached a state where I am certain that nothing can separate me from the Creator. And this is because He shines to me in that way. This is clear?
As
okay, so Baltia 4.
Доброе утро, Рав. Я хотел спросить слияние.
Good morning, Rav. I wanted to ask adhesion between desires. When does it happen? Gradually or from the beginning of the point in the heart or from after the barrier?
We don't know precisely, and we must not know it in advance. The Creator made it so that we will have a better approach towards an attitude of faith towards Him, so that we are willing to go with our eyes shut, meaning not to look at my will to receive and what I have inside of it, not to make a calculation, but rather to only consider how much I, in my intention to bestow to the Creator, am capable of performing actions that go against my mind and emotion. Actions of bestowal.
Itafo.
Buongiorno, carissimo Rav. La domanda è questa. Perché il cambiamento dalle nostre intenzioni vengono considerate delle azioni?
The question is this: why is the change of our intentions regarded as a spiritual act?
זה גם כן בעולם שלנו כך.
It's the same in our world. It's truly the same in our world. Everything depends on the intention. We pay attention to the actions themselves, but actually it confuses us. And later on, we realize or we shift from the action to the intention. So that you don't look at people, at what you receive from them or what physical state you have towards them, but rather their relations to you. This is what you want to consider, measure. This is why the wisdom of Kabbalah is called a hidden wisdom, because the intentions are hidden from us. However, we truly want to measure everything according to the intentions. Okay.
Yes, thank you, Rav. Even when I think that even my intention being to bestow, aren't I always in the state of reception because that's the only way I have something to bestow?
We cannot perform an act of bestowal like the Creator. He is the force of bestowal. And He gives. We have nothing to give. We are entirely only receivers. We are created beings. And our desire is a desire to receive. However, the question is, how do I use the will to receive? If I use it in the natural way, then I am like the still, vegetative, and animate. Or like little children, I receive, I work according to my nature, or like our whole world, all of the human beings in the world, they work according to their will to receive, which the Creator had imprinted in them. However, if I want to resemble the Creator, to rise to a higher degree than the created being, then I do it by adding to my action of reception, which is entirely an act of reception, I add to it, I want to add to it, I try to add to it an intention in order to bestow. And the intention changes entirely the action. It makes an inversion over the action itself. So that if I receive, however, in receiving, like with the mother, I receive from her, but I know that by this I pass pleasure onto her, then it's not considered an act of reception, but rather an act of bestowal. And this is how it is also between us. Sometimes we feel in the relations between us that we receive, but actually by that we give. We do a favor to the other one. This is what it's all about. It's the difference between the act and the intention. And the entire wisdom of Kabbalah is about how do we receive everything that the Creator created, because otherwise we're not giving Him contentment. However, we do it with the intention in order to bestow contentment to Him. And this is what is considered complete reception according to the act of reception. We carry out this act with our will to receive that He created, and also according to our intention in order to bestow. We carry out our action so that we use the upper light so that it will change our intentions from in order to receive to in order to bestow. This is all of our work. And therefore we now need to reach a state where we will only work according to the intention. As much as our intention is in order to bestow, to that extent, I'm permitted to do whatever I can within the framework of this intention in order to bestow. Everything. The act itself is not considered, but only according to the intention. This is how it is. If, God forbid, a person is sick, he goes to a doctor and he pays him a lot of money, and the doctor puts him on the surgeon's table and he opens up his body, cuts him open and performs an act of healing. But if we look at what the doctor does, then he's truly causing harm. That is, it's not according to the operation, the way it seems to us, that we need to weigh what was done, but according to the intention, according to the goal. And this is how we should start to look at our lives. This is truly a healthy, mature way to look at it.
Czechoslovakia. Dear Rav, I have a question from a 10. What does it mean that a person remains under the domination of unclean forces until the age of 13?
This is just a number. There is no meaning to it, not in spirituality nor in corporeality, but rather there is a certain border, so that from this border onward,
the person receives sufficient forces in order so as to be in order to bestow. And so this border where he started to receive forces from the upper light that influenced him and gave him the force of bestowal, it's called the age of 13. But it doesn't exist as a number of years. Okay.
Tel Aviv
4.
Rav,
should the right intention to the Creator be before the act, during the act, and after the act?
The correct intention for the Creator should be always, from this moment when you heard about it and onward for eternity. Because only according to the right intention that you want to bestow to the Creator, you enter a mutual action with Him where He bestows to you, and accordingly you discover Him, you give Him, He gives you, and you begin to be close to each other.
Is there a connection between gratitude and prayer and intention?
Yes, but we'll talk about that later on. Don't jump. This only testifies to lack of seriousness. PT
27.
I'm asking according to the text, it seems like the second paragraph in the item describes a person's practical work, and I don't fully understand it. It begins with the words, through engagement in mitzvot and commandments. What does it mean that we see in many places through engagement in Torah and commandments with the intention to bestow? What does that mean?
Any action that you want to perform in order to bestow contentment to the Creator is called a mitzvah, commandment. And each and every such action, you can perform it only on the condition that you receive the upper light, and it gives you the strength to do it and the desire. And then through this upper light, you can do it. The upper light is called the Torah. Therefore, you receive the upper light. This is considered through the Torah, and you're able to perform a mitzvah, meaning perform perform an action in order to bestow. This is the mitzvah. Meaning the upper light that comes to you gives you the power to carry out an action in order to bestow. This is considered through the Torah and mitzvot. The Torah is the reforming light that gives you the possibility to aim yourself to be in order to bestow. And the mitzvah is that you carry out an action in order to bestow to the Creator. Well, last one, PT
7. In our situation, is the closest thing to receiving in order to bestow, to receive the greatness of the Creator?
I didn't understand.
Can it be said that in our situation, the closest thing to receiving in order to bestow is to receive the greatness, the importance of the Creator?
Yes, receiving in order to bestow is the right and complete action, because on the one hand you receive what the Creator wants, on the other hand you're doing it in order to bestow to Him, to resemble Him, to reach adhesion with Him.
Yes, but what exactly are we receiving? The greatness of the Creator?
We receive whatever the Creator wants us to receive.
No.
That's it. I can't say what. What you will discover that He's giving you and that He wants you to receive, you should receive it.
Latin 4.
Buenas noches, Rab. Mi pregunta es la siguiente. Usted comentó que
nosotros
recibimos del Creador. Le damos contento.
You said that we receive, when we receive from the Creator, we please Him, as long as we receive with the intention to bestow. My question is, when we receive with the intention to receive, we don't give Him contentment?
We carry out an act of bestowal if that action comes from us. Otherwise, it's not our action. When I receive, let's say, ordinarily, like an ordinary person in this world, then by that I only carry out or implement the will to receive that the Creator created within me, and nothing besides that. And therefore, it's not considered that I'm doing something. The Creator created the will to receive. I have within me a will to receive, and I use it according to how much I feel in that will to receive, that I can use it, take advantage of it. This is the work in the will to receive, and therefore it's not considered that there is that I am involved here. What operates is the will to receive that the Creator created. The person is not considered here. Later on, if I perform a restriction and I don't want to be managed by the will to receive that the Creator created, then I start from here onward to work only in order to bestow. That is, I think not about myself, but about the Creator. How will I give him contentment? And with anything that I have inside of me and around me, I use it as a means to give him contentment. It's considered that I make a restriction over my will to receive, and I use it, my will to receive, in terms of how to invert it in order to give contentment to the Creator. The usage of the will to receive is different. And then from that moment on, I will be called Adam, similar to the Creator, because I also want to give him contentment as he, to begin with, wants to give me contentment.
Ita Van.
Buongiorno, Rav. Ma in questo cambiamento di intenzione, quanto conta la propria volontà?
In changing the intention, to what extent does our desire play a part?
Our desire is at the foundation of creation. The Creator created a desire. Therefore, I use that desire. So how can I work with it? More, less, in what form? All of our work is work with the desire, in favor of the desire, against the desire. If I begin to use my will to receive as a means, so that I don't want to look at it so that it's mine, but rather this is just a tool that I have that assists me so that I can bestow to the Creator, then we consider it that I make a restriction over it. I don't want to use it just to fill myself up, and I make a screen and reflected light so that everything that I have in my will to receive becomes a means by which to bestow to the Creator. And so it turns out that that way I reach identification, equivalence of form with the Creator. I become like him. He wants to give me to bestow to me, and I want to bestow to him. And in that way we become similar to each other. We connect with each other more and more.
Haifa 1.
Рав, бокер тов. Есть ли шела катуше, есть не это...
Рав, good morning, I have a question. It says that there is the system of klipot, of abiyah, and the system of sanctity. Do these two exist in parallel, or am I first in one and then...
We will learn it. It's not for now. There is abiyah of Kedusha, holiness, and the Bia of Tuma, impurity. We will learn it. Now he just said it. It's not the place for this question. We will learn it soon, and then you can ask that, about it then. Tel Aviv 1.
Good morning, Rav. The intention in order to bestow, is this theoretical right now, or should it become practical for us? And we need to constantly work in that way, also in the 10, or maybe only in the 10.
Within the 10. Work within the 10, with the intention to bestow. Otherwise, I'm not carrying out any act within the 10, but only with the intention to thereby cause closeness, connection to the whole 10. That's it. Mach 3.
Good
morning and thank you, Rav. Is the request to receive the desire to bestow, is that a correct kli?
Yes.
So if I may, we have a few insights, a few concepts here, the will to receive, the will to bestow, the power to bestow, and the quality of bestow.
All those things need to be clarified in a person who is trying to work in order to connect, in order to bestow. You can't explain it, because if we don't feel them, my whole explanation will be just words. You need to work and through experience understand what it is. In general, the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah is learned only according to experience, is directed only according to experience, only to connection between us, and from connection between us to connection with the Creator. Through those two actions, we clarify all the questions of creation. Let's move on to the women internet.
Question from Moscow 4. How to prepare myself for the study of the introduction to the book of Zohar, because the body grasps the text as something that I need to control personally and not through the 10.
It's true that normally in the beginning of the study we think that we are facing the Creator and not the group facing the Creator. So we need to describe to ourselves, imagine more and more, that I cannot face the Creator unless I am in the group. And the more I annul before the group, the more I am facing the Creator. I am in contact with Him, in some closeness to Him. And it is only on condition that I am in the group. If I am not in the group, I am not facing the Creator. I'm not. I don't count. I'm nothing. Therefore, first of all, we have to connect with the group, because through my annulment before the group, I make myself, I bring myself to a state where I can be in annulment before the Creator. Where do I check that I annul myself before the Creator, and that from here on I can also be a giver? How? Only on condition that I... On condition that I annul myself before the 10.
Beseder.
Okay.
Since she continues from Rust 3, so actually it's important, is it important for me to check if I'm working towards bestowal in the group, or is it enough to just believe it?
No. In the group, there is no believing. In the group, there needs to be a practical action that I see and feel and understand and everyone also see and understand and feel it. It's not just faith, believing, thoughts, no. Everything has to be practical.
Next. From USA, there are many questions about the intentions. What is the source of a person's intentions? Where do the intentions come from? Are they something separate from the will to receive? Is a person capable of controlling and correcting his intentions?
We constantly work according to intentions, even in our world. In our world too. Except our intentions in our world, it's clear to us that they are all for our own benefit, in order to receive. And here, in spirituality, our intentions should be in order to bestow. This is why we need to first of all try to build ourselves in order to bestow upon the group, and out of this, from within this, in order to bestow upon the Creator, and then accordingly we can work.
Shela mi Hebrew. A question from Hebrew. The intention to give contentment to the Creator, that's just words. How do we turn the intention from words to a feeling in the heart? And also, how to give contentment with the intention to give contentment to the Creator if you don't feel love towards the Creator?
Yes. Yes. Next.
In item 10, it says, and he imprinted the will to receive in the system of Abiyah of Kedusha, and he removed from them the will to receive for themselves, and he placed that in the system of the worlds of Abiyah of Tum'ah. Can you please explain that? From Chile.
Yes. The Creator created these two systems, left and right, let's call it. So accordingly, we need to advance in this way toward the intention to bestow is our right line and the intention to receive is our left line. We will learn this later. Okay, I see that the questions there are so twisted that we should continue duty.
Repeat it or maybe move on or maybe repeat the previous item. Maybe you can read it and delve.
Item 11?
It's good if you read it, yeah.
Okay. So, item 11. The worlds cascaded onto the reality of this corporeal world. The worlds cascaded from the world of Ein Sof to this world, this corporeal world, meaning a place where there is a body and a soul, and a time of corruption and a time of correction. For the body, which is the will to receive for oneself, extends from its root in the thought of creation through the system of the worlds of Tum'ah. As it is written, man is born, a wild ass is called. He remains under the authority of that system for the first 13 years, which we said is just a number, 13. There is no meaning to it. And this is the time of corruption. By engaging in mitzvot, commandments, for 13 years of age onward, meaning at some point when a person tries and tries to emerge from his will to receive, from the intention to receive, in order to bestow contentment upon his maker, he begins to purify the will to receive for himself, imprinted in him, and slowly turns it to the aim to bestow. By this, he extends a holy soul from its roots in the thought of creation. In other words, he extends this, draws this upper light, and the upper light dresses in a vessel. And his vessel is already in order to bestow. And this upper light, which is called Nefesh of Kedusha, passes through the system of the worlds of Kedusha and dresses in the body, in the will to receive of a person who is below all the worlds. This is the time of correction. So he accumulates degrees of holiness from the thought of creation in Ein Sof, infinity. Until they aid him in turning the will to receive for himself in him to be entirely in the form of reception in order to bestow contentment upon his maker. In other words, the upper light shines on him, he performs all kinds of actions to purify his will to receive, so it works in order to bestow, and by this he receives this light in order to bestow in practice, and thereby pleases the Creator, and not at all for his own benefit. By this one acquires equivalence of form with his Maker, meaning bestows upon the Creator as the Creator bestows upon him. For reception in order to bestow is regarded as pure bestowal. In other words, it doesn't matter how much he receives, as long as the intention is in order to bestow. It is written in Masechet Kiddushin that with an important man, when an important man marries a woman, by law he should give her something in order to buy her. Just like we give a ring to the woman that we want to marry. And then what happens?
If
she receives, then she agrees to marry him. So, if he's an important man, he doesn't need to give her anything. On the contrary, if she gives to him the ring, this is regarded as him agreeing, and he accepts the ring. It is regarded as agreeing to marry her because it is important. So here it is reversed. The buying of the woman is reversed. With an important man, if she gives and he says that he agrees, by this she becomes sanctified because when his reception is in order to delight the one who gives him, it is deemed absolute bestowal and giving. In other words, here we see that it doesn't matter, that the act does not matter. The act does not matter at all. What matters is the intention. If instead of a man giving to a woman a ring, the woman gives the ring to the man, the essence remains the same essence. That by this, he who receives gives her pleasure as if he is giving to her and not that she gives. In other words, the act itself is not measured according to the corporeal, physical action with the hands or something, but according to the essence of the act, that she wants to delight him if he agrees to receive from her, it is as though he is giving to her. In other words, it doesn't matter if they give or receive. What matters is the intention. The intention. That's it. So here, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, we are mainly learning the intentions.
Ve'az, im adam ose kach,
thus, if a person does this, one buys complete zikut, adhesion with him, and he comes to equivalence of form, and he is regarded as giving to her. And then one buys complete dvikut, adhesion with him. For a spiritual dvikut, adhesion is but equivalence of form. As our sages said, how is it possible to adhere on to him? Rather, adhere on to his qualities. Meaning, he gives and you give. And by this, you become, well, depending on the level of the will to receive that you do it on, you will be on the same level as the Creator. By this, one becomes worthy of receiving all the delight, pleasure, and pleasant gentleness in the thought of creation. Okay?
Tov. Baltia 4.
Baltia 4.
Спрашивает товарищ, намерение ради отдачи — это полное...
The friend asks, the intention in order to bestow,
Вода.
Is that complete agreement with whatever the Creator brings me?
Of course, of course. This is why it's called the restriction. With my restriction, I stop criticizing what I'm receiving from the Creator altogether. And I receive only good. I want to interpret it as only good things and how I give back to the Creator abundance from me. But in order to be in this, I already need to, first of all, begin to receive the correction called Light of Mercy, where I am above my will to receive. It is in me. It doesn't run away. You can't get rid of it. But I am in a state where I don't want to receive anything in it. But whatever happens in me comes from the Creator, and this is why it's good. What duty?
Not so clear, this restriction. Whatever happens to me, it all comes from the Creator. That's it? Like that?
This is only the beginning, but that's the restriction. Restriction means I receive strength from above. Of course, I don't have such powers. So that whatever I receive in my world, in my entire life, I receive it from the Creator. Because there is none else besides Him. And besides this, what I receive is good and doing good. And those two conditions, I feel them every single moment in my life. And the more I advance toward the Creator, then on top of greater desires to receive, on top of all the bigger and bigger problems that I ostensibly see, I will have to determine, establish myself in a way that I'm actually receiving good and not problems. Because in my will to receive, I will get more happiness, difficulties. And in my desire to bestow, I will see more light. So, bit by bit, it'll fall apart. Not simple. And because we have to explain it to all of humanity, because all of humanity is getting into it gradually, so therefore we have to experience it on ourselves and be aware and feel and explain it to everyone. Bit by bit. It is not. It is a very complicated transformation that we have to experience, and not intellectually, but rather emotionally. Okay? I'm not seeing questions. Well, all right, PT 32. According to what is written in the text, though.
Yes, exactly. According to what is written in the text, item 11 starts with the words cascaded unto the reality of this corporeal world, meaning to a place where there is a body and a soul. Is he talking about the corporeal world when one has a body and a soul? Can you explain? It's important.
We're talking about a world... A state, a world is a level of cascading in which you can distinguish between the will to receive and the will to bestow. And therefore, how the will to receive and the will to bestow change and go through times of corruption and times of correction.
So in the corporeal world, there's a desire to bestow?
It depends what you mean by corporeal world. About our world, it doesn't say anything. The corporeal world means a state, a degree, in which there is the will to receive and it's revealed. It is not our reality.
Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, is Zerampin and a Malhut degree meant by 13 years in the article?
Well, all right, because it's Turkey, I will answer it. Zeranpin, Malchut, and all those discernments, we can talk about them only when we rise to the world of Atzilut. In the meantime, we have no connection to it.
PT 31.
Rav, in continuation to the question that Dudi now asked you, we have a question from the 10. Actually, all of our work is inside the 10. So how do I know that the actions that I would like to perform in the 10 are truly to be stole and what not what my ego is depicting to me?
We gradually will feel to what extent we are or are not in bestowal, but it will be relatively easy for us to picture it and to check and even measure, because it's happening between us. It is happening between us in the 10. So I will be able to constantly feel to what extent I am either in bestowal or in reception. Of course, each time I will advance in a more subtle scrutiny, more internal, more direct. But this is what will happen. Tel Aviv 4.
Thank you, Rav. If, let's say, I don't want something, and I nevertheless receive it, is that also considered bestowal?
I don't understand.
If there's no desire...
You have no desire and you're receiving.
Yes.
So why do you feel that you're receiving if not in the desire?
Oh, let's say in someone else's desire that...
How? Do you feel someone else's desire? You can feel him in your desire. In other words, we will have to open up many things here which we previously didn't know and we've been confused with our entire lives.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
There is a part of the will to receive where, meaning reception in order to bestow is a correction, right?
Yes.
So is there a part of the will to receive for which there is no correction?
Basically, it's the stony heart that remains in the end. And it's corrected only at the end of correction. But in the end, of course, everything is corrected.
It also has an intention to bestow.
It too receives the intention to bestow. Yes. It is written about it, no outcast shall be cast out from him and everything will return to its roots. Okay? Let's move on. Let's take a short break and then women internet.
Song.
Stop the war. This is a message from nature. You can be sure. This is a message of love. Awakening your soul. This is a message from above. It's time to roll.
Coleman, Emdat Nashim.
Coleman, questions from the women? A question from Latin. If the Creator gives us something that we don't love, how can we receive it in order to bestow to the Creator?
What we like is a klipa, a show. What we don't like is probably kedusha, holiness. So we should, at least according to this, sort between what is good and what is bad for spirituality, for a spiritual advancement. That's it. Who wants to love the friends? No one. Who wants to be connected to connected among us and to the Creator? No one. We're willing to be close and connected to the Creator on condition that we get something from Him, right? Because it's certain, it's good, but just like that, to bestow, of course not. So, what happens to us is that we don't want anything spiritual. This is why we should position ourselves correctly, that everything before us, all that there is before us, is to correct our relation to spirituality and come to a state where I have no choice but to go and correct my nature in order to adapt myself to the Creator. And the whole world is built so as to help me with this. To help me correct myself, change myself, invert myself, just like we turn a piece of garment inside out. We will all have to turn ourselves inside out similarly, and then we will be similar to the Creator, and we will be incorporated in the Creator forever.
Unity 3, it says that by this he continues to extend the soul of Kedusha from its root in the system of Kedusha, in the root of the thought of creation, and it passes through the system of Kedusha. What does it mean to extend the soul of Kedusha, and how does it dress in us?
It is the same upper light that filled my soul before the breaking, before the sin of the tree of knowledge. And now, it's moved away from me. And now I have to bring it back. Except it was, this upper light was in me because the Creator created me this way. Afterwards, through the sin of the tree of knowledge, when the shattering took place, this upper light departed from me. So now, by connecting with the pieces of my soul that are broken, by this, I bring myself to a state where the upper light returns to me. And in this way, I bring my soul back to its corrected form. And I also, by this, cause the rest of the souls to be corrected too. Because we will learn it, but I'll say it. Because in the end, in all of reality, there is only one soul. But afterwards, we will feel it. Just so you know. Yes.
Ruth 6, is the restriction the boundary between the two worlds, the corporeal one and the spiritual one?
Yes. Go on.
Question from Ruth 3. How can I give contentment to the Creator in moments where I really am aware that I'm being awakened from above 100% and I have no freedom?
My freedom is to agree with the treatment I'm getting from above, just like a baby. Does anyone ask the baby how it should be treated? No. You take it, you turn it around, you take off its clothes, you wash it, you feed it. No one asks it beforehand what it needs. Can a baby say something? No. So, and this is how we tend to it. And the same goes for us with respect to the Creator, except we have to put a restriction on ourselves, on our feelings, on our intellect, and agree to all the treatments that we are being given. And then to the extent that we can restrict ourselves and not interfere with the Creator's tending to us, we will feel how He is tending to us and why He does it. And by this, we will become Kabbalists, meaning receiving, accepting His treatment and understand it, and we grow wiser. We become the Creator's partners. Go on.
For the time being, that's it.
Good. So, we're going back to, I guess.
If there are no questions by the men, would you like to continue with item 12 or move on to the preface?
Okay, item 12.
Item 12. Thus, we have clearly explained the correction of the will to receive imprinted in the souls by the thought of creation. For the Creator has prepared for them two systems, one opposite the other, through which the souls pass and divide into two discernments, body and soul, which dress in one another. Through Torah and mitzvot, they finally turn the form of the will to receive to be as the form of the will to bestow. Then they can receive all the goodness in the thought of creation. And along with it, they're rewarded with a strong adhesion with Him. Because through the work in Torah and Mitzvot, they have been rewarded with equivalence of form with their Maker. This is regarded as the end of correction. Then, since there will no longer be any need for the impure Sitra Acha, it will be eliminated from the earth and death shall be swallowed up forever. And all the work in Torah and Mitzvot that was given to the world during the 6,000 years of the existence of the world, and also to each person during one's 70 years of life, are only to bring them to the end of correction, the above-mentioned equivalence of form. The issue of the formation and extension of the system of Klipot and Tum'ah from His Holiness has also been thoroughly clarified now. It had to be in order to extend by it the creation of the bodies, which would then be corrected through Torah and Mitzvot. If our bodies, with their corrupted will to receive, were not extended through the system of Tum'ah, we would never be able to correct it. For one does not correct that which is not in him.
Shilot, Moscow 7.
Questions, Moscow 7.
Да, спасибо, Рав.
Yes, thank you, Rav.
Как я услышал, вы сказали, главное, чтобы намерение было ради отдачи.
I heard you saying that the main thing is that we receive in order to bestow. Meaning, the intention to bestow, that's the point that we were able to scrutinize towards our ability to close our eyes and go above reason.
Yes.
Эти секунды аккумулируются...
If I could add, so those seconds that add up, a penny and penny to a big sum, not from my private efforts, but the whole 10, in order to build that screen from the 10.
That's also correct. You said it nicely. You said it nice. Other questions? None. Okay. So We've come to item 13. And that we will start tomorrow already. Okay. And let's go back to
preface or faith.
Preface.
So, the preface.